life, yeah. Freedom, freedom, revenge.
Welcome back to Freedom Revamp, the podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. And of course, I'm joined by no other than Miss Courtney. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
So me and Courtney are also joined by a very special guest for today's topic of the power of affirmations. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring her up, Courtney.
Yes, so today we have Miss Nia Love. I am super excited. I've connected with her via social media a couple of times, and her presence is just super amazing. I know you guys are going to love her, and this topic is going to be amazing. So let's go ahead and bring Nia on.
Hello.
Hey, Nia. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you today for today's discussion. Power of affirmations. But before we jump into today's conversation, we just want to know a little bit about who you are and what it is.
Yes, so I am Nia Love, just like Courtney gave me that amazing introduction. But I am a health and positivity, wellness, spirituality influencer. So I'm constantly posting things about like becoming your better self, growth and healing from trauma. I'm very knowledgeable about the topic. I've been a public speaker and a spoken word artist on these topics, and I've been a huge mental health advocate literally my whole life. So I'm so glad that you guys, you know, saw that I was fit to speak on this topic, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Courtney, go ahead and kick it off for us.
All right, guys, so you should know by now that at Freedom Revamped, it is tradition that we ask our guests how they define freedom. So, Nia, that is the first question we have for you today.
Ooh, fun. Okay. So, freedom for me is being free of the things that held you back in your life. So, for example, for me, the biggest thing was my mental health challenges that I dealt with. So my anxiety, my depression, the self-limiting beliefs that were taught to me as I was a child, just having those chains on me and keeping me from being the person that I desired to be. So freedom to me is figuring out how to free yourself from those chains of society and that your family put on you, and being your best self, whoever that may be.
Love.
Love.
So our follow-up question to that, because freedom is not something we can achieve overnight. It's something right. that we have to quote unquote practice, because we've been taught who to be, who not to be, what to do, what not to do our entire lives. So when we finally reach that age of being quote unquote free, we have to practice it and remind ourselves of it. So how do you practice freedom?
Wow, that's a really great question. So one thing that I do, and I feel like we'll talk a little bit about when we really dive into the topic for today, is I self-evaluate daily. Like daily, I am asking myself, what do I desire? Who is the woman that I want to be? How can I improve today? Like, it is that constant self-evaluation that gets you to the point where you can feel free, like free to be yourself, free in your own mind. So I just think it's the daily practice of it. How can you be better every day?
Absolutely. That's a answer. Well, I am so excited because, as you said, this is going to be a great conversation that we're getting ready to dive into, especially the climate of the world around us and the height of self-love and things like that. And affirmations have come up in that conversation. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hop into the conversation of the power of affirmations.
Yay.
So affirmations are defined as actions or the process of affirming something or being affirmed, or it's the emotional support or encouragement. Based on this definition and your own understanding of what affirmations are, do you believe them to be effective?
Most definitely. Do you want me to get into the specifics of why?
Please, I want to know why.
Okay, so one thing that people confuse affirmations for is motivation. Motivation is temporary and it's fleeting. And affirmations are not, if you're just using affirmations to motivate you, then you are not utilizing the true power of affirmations. They're effective because if you look at how you grew up as a child, everything that your parents told you or the world around you told you, if they told you enough, you started to develop this as a belief, correct? That's how we get most of our ideas of the world around us and about ourselves, is from the people that we grew up with and who we surrounded ourselves with, whether that be TV, school, all of that. So if you really want affirmations to be effective, you need to use it as a way to rewrite those self-limiting beliefs. So if there's something that you were told in your childhood that you were told over and over again, for me, it was my hair. Like, as a child, I was told all the time by my family, like, your hair is too nappy, your hair is different, like, it's wild, can you put it away? I was just told all of these defeating beliefs about my hair, which made me hate my hair growing up. So once I really got to college, I really started to affirm myself, like, I love my hair. I started to do more with my hair, started wearing my hair and just trying to develop that confidence. Of course, it didn't happen overnight. It came from me constantly affirming myself. So yes, affirmations work, but what are you using them for? Like, are you actually using them to get rid of those beliefs, or are you just using them to just make you feel good in the moment?
I think that's a wonderful sub question to the original question. But I guess to answer the original question for myself, I definitely find affirmations to be effective. I think that oftentimes with the height of social media and all of these inspirational pages that spit out these affirmations day after day, we see them all the time. So sometimes it can be overwhelming if you're not in a space to receive them. So I think that if you are receptive of affirmations, and if you're standing firm in what it is you're saying, and if you truly believe what it is you're saying when you're affirming yourself, then they're definitely effective. Of course, they have to be used properly. So I think that there's a way to misuse or abuse affirmations when you're not in a space to receive them, which is what I was referring to about, like, the overwhelming amount of affirmations we see on social media if not in that place. But I think that once you reach a place of positivity and you can receive those affirmations, they definitely prove themselves to be effective.
Most definitely.
And I'll agree with both of you guys. I'm huge on the power of manifestation, quote unquote, which goes hand in hand with affirmations. So it's like you're speaking these things over your life until you believe them. And the reason I say manifestation is because we can also speak negative things over ourselves, and those things can ultimately come true too. So I believe that affirmations is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, where we're saying, I am beautiful, I do have a purpose, I am free, whatever your affirmation may be. And ultimately you'll begin walking in that because you'll begin to believe it.
Absolutely. So now that we've kind of touched on affirmations and effective they are, what are some affirmations that you guys use on a daily basis if you at this time?
Well, I suppose I'll go first. I don't. And here's why. So the things that I desire, like I said, your affirmations are supposed to be used to overwrite those things, those self-defeating beliefs from your childhood that you no longer want to believe about yourself anymore. So for me, I discover new things about myself, new traumas that I didn't even know were there every day. Like, I evaluate my desires every single day. So my affirmations change day to day. And I'm constantly evaluating, I'm constantly writing about this, journaling about this. And every time I journal, I'm writing down, okay, what's the trauma that I'm defeating today? What's something that I'm conquering today? What is it that I desire? What is the woman that I desire to be? And I write my affirmations for those. And that happens nightly. So there's no specific affirmation that I'm reciting every day. It really has to do with what I feel like I need in that moment or that day.
Absolutely.
That's good.
I think for me, I would have to agree with that. I try my best to be optimistic in situations that appear to be negative. And I think one of the biggest things that I guess has stuck with me, I don't use it every day, but it is one that I stand by. Like, where I am right now is not where I will always be.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
That's been like the most reassuring thing for me, especially coming into adulthood. well, I mean, I'm 27, but experiencing and like fumbling through adulthood and seeing what it means for me. Every day is different. Every day comes with new responsibilities, new understandings of who I am and how I exist in the world. And because of that, I have to sometimes take into consideration where I'm at right now. And that's not always, you know, the best feeling when you're not where you want to be, or if you had ideas of where you wanted to be. So just kind of settling in the fact that, like, this is where I am now, but I'm not always going to be here. And I've overcome the other things. And if I could just see beyond where I'm at right now, then it sometimes gives you a little bit of optimism. So that's one that I think kind of remains consistent, although it's not a daily affirmation.
Yeah, and I think mine is very similar to that. Mine is, I am not my current circumstances. So it's very similar to the one you said, because so often I can get caught up in what's going wrong in my life, or what's not going how I thought it should be, or even decisions that I might make at that certain point in time. And I have to remind myself, like you said, where I am right now is not where I'll always be. And I am not made up of my circumstances, because when bad things happen, we automatically assume we have a quote unquote bad life. But really, we're just having a moment that isn't going how we wanted it to. So I think mine is very similar to yours.
Absolutely. I think sometimes the negative things put a filter over the good things we have going on. That's why it's so important to practice gratitude, so you can like release that filter and see life for what it truly is and all the good things that you have to be grateful for. But that definitely comes with like a emotional maturity once you've like gotten to a place of like, okay, I can see past what's going on right now, because it is hard. I had to figure it out. And it took me some time. But once you get there, I think that it's a great and free feeling. So we talked about some of our affirmations. And when we think of the words of affirmation, it's actually known as a love language. So do you consider it to be one of your love languages?
Honestly, all the love languages are my love language, if we're being honest here. Like, I need all five. But no, when I took the actual love language test, I think it came in at like third behind physical touch and quality time, but it's still up there. And it's like, although all of them are important, words of affirmation is like one of the most important to me, because like I said, when you're affirming something, you're saying that you desire it. Like, you desire for this thing to be true, which is why you continue to affirm it. So if my loved ones are telling me, hey, I want you in my life, or I love you, or you're beautiful, you're telling me that I matter enough to you to be affirmed, that I am desired by you. And everyone loves to be desired. So yes, most definitely. It's up there.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Courtney?
Yeah, I think words of affirmation has definitely been one of my top love languages in the past, but I've been honestly trying to not make it one, at least from others, because I used to get it confused with wanting their validation. So it would become to the point where I needed people's words of affirmation so much that if I didn't get it, I would feel like I'm not loved or I'm not worthy of love. So I more so seek words of affirmation as a love language from myself now, more so than I do from others.
I think that's definitely an interesting perspective, because sometimes we forget the relationship between self and self, like the relationship that you have with yourself, the way that you love yourself. So it's definitely important to consider that a part of that love language. I think I'd say that words of affirmation is definitely one of my love languages. I've always been big on academia, so. You know, when you look at that concept of academia, you have grades, and it's a very strict system that says, if you do good, you get an A, if you do bad, you get an F, or if you do in between, you get a B, C, or D, or whatever the case may be. And that meant so much to me growing up that it kind of took on a huge role in how I existed. Like, my validation for self was like based on this affirming thing of this grade, or like having write on my paper, great job, or whatever, give me positive feedback. But the older I got, and the way that I translated that into my own personal relationship, because I am in a relationship, much like what she was saying earlier, about wanting to hear from others how they feel about you, whether they love you. It's a declaration. So If you take it out of the context of like being an affirmation, it's more so like the declaration. Like someone being able to declare that they care about me, or declare why they care about me, or whatever the case may be, because I think that it takes a lot to do that. So if somebody can do that, then it shows that they love me. So I definitely would consider it to be one of my love languages. So Courtney, you didn't know this, but you just kind of segued into our next question. You talked about the way love yourself. So I want to ask now, how do you go about affirming yourself? So we're talking about this power of affirmation, and there, when we're thinking about that power, we want to make sure that we don't just inflict it on others, but we inflict it on ourselves. So how do you go about affirming yourself?
Yeah, so every night, and I actually have it, but I write in my affirmation journal. and I try to every night, at least, you know, consistency is a thing that we are working on. And that we are affirming. But anyway, every night I journal in my affirmation journal, and what that looks like the format of my journal entries are, okay, what is it that I noticed that I need to work on, or an area that I need to improve in, or just any thought that I had today about myself and where I come from. And the second thing is, what is it that I desire? What is it, the woman that I want to be? What is it that I want out of my life right now? Do I want more money? Do I want a better job? Like, whatever it is I desire. And then the last thing is, okay, now let's write 5 to 10 affirmations that back those things up. So it's literally like reevaluating everything from my day and then writing my affirmations to back it up. And that's how I affirm it. And then I wake up in the morning and I reread those affirmations before I go about my day. And the point of doing that at night is so that it can be kind of cycling through my mind while I'm sleeping, because that's the best time to affirm yourself is when you're asleep. So also I listen to, like, I have a YouTube playlist full of random affirmations. So I kind of pick the videos that I want to watch throughout the night, and I have those playing while I'm sleeping. And it's just so you can keep those positive, because a lot of people, they go to bed and the first or the last thing that they do before they go to bed is they're scrolling through social media or they're watching a movie. And so your brain is processing that while you're sleeping. Like, you don't even realize it. Like, if you ever realize that your dreams, like, they start to be about the last thing that you thought about. So yeah, if you're thinking about something positive, or if your mind is listening to things while you're sleeping that are positive, that's what's going to be cycling through your brain and then into the next day. So that's why I like to affirm at night.
Absolutely. Courtney?
That was good. I'd say that, yeah, it was. I'm going to start doing that. But I think I affirm myself by honestly saying the things to myself that I used to think I needed others to say to me. A huge part of my journey was discovering who I was and knowing who I am without other people having to tell me first, because, and I say this, I feel like, every interview, but because a huge part of my life was listening to what other people said and was not knowing who I am without someone telling me. So I think lately I've just been affirming myself by saying, okay, Courtney, you are loved. You are worthy of love. You do not need anybody else to tell you this, because you love yourself enough in the place of other people. So I think that's how lately I've been affirming myself, is just giving myself what I used to want or thought I needed other people to give me.
Awesome. I think I'm taking a little bit of a way of affirming myself these days. So I've been publicly affirming myself, and that's because I feel like I had done it privately in the past and I wasn't believing it. So, you know, with the help of social media, or just like even in like social gatherings with friends, sometimes I find myself publicly affirming myself. So mm-hmm. I might get on Instagram and say, I look good today. I just thought you guys might want to see me. Like, I've literally said that before, because it's just a thing of like having so much confidence at 27 years old that I had not even 1 ounce of 10 years ago mm-hmm. is such a great feeling. Like, this on is unstoppable. One of my favorite things to say to myself is, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's because I finally believe that. I finally feel unstoppable. Like, no one can tell me anything about myself, because I've already defined who I am for myself. So all of the things, like Courtney was saying, like before, I feel like when we're in our youth, people put all these labels on you. They say these things to you. Like growing up, it was, oh, you're skinny. Oh, you're kind of cute. Oh, if you looked like this, or if you were a little bit, you didn't have this. And if your hair was a little longer, like it was all of these things like that could potentially make you this quote unquote perfect person. But we didn't, that's because we didn't know we were already perfect just the way we were. Yeah, we didn't have the ability to affirm ourselves in that moment. So I'm so grateful to say that at 18 years old, I'm able to affirm myself both privately and publicly because I'm very confident in who I am. And though I have, you know, times where, you know, you waver with your self-confidence because of circumstances, or it could just be a day where women, whatever the case may be, I'm so grateful that I get to affirm myself in a way that I feel like is confidence, not arrogant. It's just confident. Yeah.
And that's something... That's something I was going to ask since you said that, because Nia, I do see on your post that you do post affirmations about yourself. You do let people know that you love yourself. And Deshaun, same on your stories. But a lot of people feel like they don't want to do that because they don't want to come off as arrogant, because really this world does not know that you can be confident without being arrogant. So how do you go about publicly affirming yourself without coming off as arrogant, I guess we can say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll let you answer that first.
Yeah, so first big thing is that I don't really care if people think that I come off arrogant or not. And that's just that. But I realized that a lot of people still are attracted to my energy and attracted to my posts because I don't come off arrogant. And I guess the kind of way that I do that is that I create a balance on my page. So you see that, yes, I do. I look great today, or I'm this, I'm wonderful. Like, I'm beautiful. I do that. But also at the same time, you get posts where I'm like, all right, this is what I'm working on. I can be a little bit manipulative. Yeah, I know I can be a little overdramatic. Like, I'm not just spouting out all of my great attributes at everyone, which I think is a problem with social media these days, mm-hmm. but that's another topic. But yes, I'm not just spouting out my strengths all the time. Like, you get to see my weaknesses as well. So how can it even cross your mind that I'm coming off arrogant if I also show you my weaknesses?
Absolutely. I agree with that, Nia, because one of the biggest things that I have like attributed to who I am is being transparent. I'm super transparent. Like, I don't think, maybe it's, I just don't have any fear anymore. I've gotten to this place where I just am kind of like so free, which is ironic because I'm working with Freedom Revamp. I'm constantly revamping my freedom every day, but I just feel so free and I'm able to be transparent and I'm able to show the great moments. I'm able to show the not so great moments. And I do it all the time on my story post, in conversations with others, whatever the case may be. So I think that that kind of helps to pull back on the arrogance. But another thing too, is you can always tell when someone is genuinely in love with themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a difference between being in love with yourself and sometimes compensating, because I've done both, right? Like, yeah. Growing up, there's times where we overcompensate, like, I look good, when inside we're like, oh my God, I feel terrible. And then there's like a genuine feeling of I feel good, and there's like a light that exudes from that. So when people can read that, they don't really take it as air. Like, oh my God, she's just a beautiful person inside and out. We just love, like, you just love people. You're attracted to that energy because it's positive energy. And it's really kind of hard to not be attracted to people when they have such positive energy. But I think the biggest thing, like, kind of going back to what I just said about earlier about, for so long when people put labels on you and they say things to you and then you come back and you negate that and you stand firm in who you know yourself to be, like, people can see that. They see that, they watch you grow, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love this new Deshaun. I love confident Deshaun. And that reigns truer than any arrogance or any negative thoughts they might have about you. And then some people just don't hate, and you just tell them.
Yeah. I do think that balance is needed, definitely, for sure.
Awesome. So we kind of touched on this next question a little bit, but I'd like to first dive a little bit into it. How do you like to be affirmed by others, if at all?
So Courtney touched on this a little bit earlier, where she was saying she doesn't really look for others to affirm her, which is a big thing. Like, yes, I do like to be affirmed by others, but you can't get to a point where you expect to be affirmed by others or you're relying on others to affirm you. Like, of course, if my friends know, hey, Lania, she's working on this about herself. She's working on being more patient. If you notice a moment where I'm being more patient, I would love for you to say, you're doing a good job. I noticed that you were being very patient about that. Like, you handled that situation perfectly. I'm like, thank you. But on top of them affirming me, I'm also affirming myself about that. I have conversations with myself and I'm like, man, Lania, you really handled that really well. Like, you really controlled yourself in that moment. I'm proud of you. The growth is great. But yeah, I don't really look for others to affirm me. Like, if someone's affirming me about something, I've already affirmed myself. So it's just a nice little bonus, but I'm not necessarily relying on that.
Yeah.
I would.
I was going to say same thing, because like I said, I'm trying not to look for that validation or those affirmations from others. But I also feel the same way how you feel about it. Like, if my friends or family members know that I'm working on a certain area of my life and that they see me progressing in it, then I do like to hear it. But it's not like I'm relying on it, because I can see it within myself. So I'd agree.
Absolutely. I like to think as like affirmations from others, it's like a treat. Like, you know, you give yourself a meal when you affirm yourself every day, but like those affirmations from your friends, or affirmations from your family or your loved one or your significant other, whomever it might be, treats. They're just little extra things that you get to take on and enjoy, but they're not necessary once you've developed a good sense of like self-awareness. As Nia was saying earlier, like, that's the biggest thing. Like, once you have strong self-awareness, you can kind of navigate your own self-affirmation. But I don't know if I could say that. Nia said everyone loves a little affirmation, but they are definitely true. You don't have to have them, I'd say. So what are ways in which we can affirm ourselves in these tough times and situations? Because earlier I mentioned to you all, sometimes it is overload when people try to give you these positive affirmations, or even when you're trying to pull yourself up with positive affirmations when you're going through time. So how do you go about affirming in those tough times and situations?
So I always tell people when they're going through a tough time or they're at a very low point in their life, that they have to figure out what it is that they want in that situation. Like, for example, when I was at my lowest and I had lost my job and I was on my mom's couch, like, what I desired more than anything was to, one, find the happy in my situation, but two, to get out of that situation. And all of my affirmations around that time, as I flipped through my affirmation journal, were about jobs and opportunities are attracted to me. Like, my house is on the way. Like, I can be happy no matter what situation that I'm in. So people think that these affirmations are one size fit all, which is the problem. And I see it a lot with influencers nowadays, and I really try hard not to be that. But everyone thinks that, oh, just keep saying, oh, I'm powerful, I'm a goddess, I'm beautiful daily, and everything's just gonna be rainbows and butterflies. But no, like you were saying earlier, Deshaun, like, you receive different things at different points in your life. So maybe you aren't ready to receive that affirmation right now. Maybe that affirmation isn't sitting right with you. So at your low point, you have to do some inner reflecting and figure out what you need in that moment specific to you, not what anybody else needs or not what anybody else is telling you that you need, but what do you need in that moment, and write your affirmations around that need.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the perfect way to put it. Understanding what it is you need, because it's just kind of like going back to this food analogy again. When you're hungry, you know what you want, but what is it that you need? Like, what are the nutrients that you need to put in your body? Or what are the things that you need to say to yourself? Or what are the things that you need to feed your soul and your spirit? Because it's so hard to get out of a dark place when you can't see the light. And those, like I said, sometimes those affirmations are overwhelming. Mm-hmm. We talked about social media, and you just mentioned one. You said how, like, sometimes it's a one size fit all affirmations. And I think that's the hardest part about seeing these influencers spitting out these things that are just so generic and they're not specific. And I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to like my prayers and anything, I believe that God wants us to be very specific about what it is we need or what it is we desire. So in order for us to do that, we have to be specific with our affirmations too. Like you said, jobs attract me. My home is on the way. That's very specific to the place that you were in. Mm-hmm. So it was going to be beneficial to your mind and to your spirit to hear and to receive those things at that time, as opposed to you hearing something like, I am strong, I am powerful. You might not have been feeling that at that moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Really like crafting affirmations that are unique to your situation.
Yeah. And I'm going to piggyback off of both of you guys, which is why I brought up manifestation earlier, because manifestation, I feel, is way more specific than what people have made affirmations to be. Manifestation definitely fits you and the certain situation you're in. So right now, if I'm feeling like I don't have a purpose in my life, then my manifestation or affirmation can be, I do have a purpose in my life. God knows that purpose. God can tell me that purpose so that I can walk in that purpose. So then it becomes more specific to you and your situation, because if I was to post that on social media, somebody else might not need that, but it's specific to me and what I have going on. So I think definitely being more in tune with you and your situation is how you can affirm yourself in tough times so that you can actually speak to what is going on in your life.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, I want to thank you both for being so vulnerable in this conversation and what it is that you dealt with or that you're dealing with in terms of the power of affirmation and sharing your foresight on the topic. It has truly been a wonderful conversation. And I don't know if Nia knew this, but she actually issued homework to our listeners earlier. And to me as well. So you kind of spoke to me about what you do before bed with your journaling and writing those affirmations out. And I thought that it was so powerful the way in which you did it, especially right before bed. Like you said, it's taking those things into your sleep and letting them settle in your spirit so that you can wake up and receive those things as well and to perform in those things. So if I could bother you to repeat things really quickly, well, the instructions on how you do that for our audience, so that they can take that with them as a little assignment so that they can work on and establish the power of affirmations in their life.
Yes. So in your journal, go ahead and buy you a nice, beautiful little journal that resonates with you. and every day, every night before you go to bed, you're going to write, one, what is it that you desire? What is it that I want to change in my life? What is it that I want to be attracted to me in my life? What is it that I want? Second thing is, what do I need to work on? What is a trauma or a self-defeating belief that I want to get rid of? What is it that I want to improve on for myself in becoming the person that I desire to be? Third thing is, write 5 to 10 affirmations that relate to the things that you just wrote about above. And read that before you go to bed, and then write when you wake up in the morning, before you check social media, before you check your text messages or your emails, read those affirmations so they can be cycling back through during the day.
Awesome. Thank you again for that. I definitely will be implementing that today. all the time in a lot of different episodes, like the concept of journaling and how effective it is. Write things down and make them plain. Like, you can go get that later and be like, oh my God, look at where I've come from. Or look at what I was going through. And it sometimes might be nostalgia to look back at. Sometimes it might be a laugh to look back at. Whatever the case may be, it's good to have those things in writing in front of you. So I guess I want to change this last question, because Nia did bring up the concept of, like, sometimes affirmations get to be a little bit too generic. So mm-hmm. I want to be very specific to where we are. So I'm asking you guys, a little vulnerable, but I want us to leave the audience with an affirmation that resonates. Us, that may just resonate with another listener who might be in the same place that we're in right now.
Right. So my affirmation would be, choose the higher thought. And I literally have this framed on my living room wall so that I can see it every time I walk out of the door. But choosing the higher thought just means choose the thought that feels good. I know for me, dealing with depression and anxiety, and overcoming and conquering those things, I have a tendency to be attracted towards the most negative thought. And I think human beings in general, unless we are like growing up, unless our parents kind of put it in our brains to think more positively, which I'm sure a lot of our parents weren't aware of that at the time, so probably not, but we are attracted to the most negative thought possible. And that's where a lot of our bad feelings come from. But people don't understand that the goal is to control your thoughts. Like, you can control your thoughts. Yes, you can have a negative thought that pops up, but it is your choice if you decide to go along with it. It is your choice if you decide to spiral and chase that thought. And a lot of the times we're on autopilot and we just kind of let our thoughts run rampant. But no, we're supposed to be able to control it. So when I notice that I'm not being in control, when I notice that I'm starting to spiral, when I know that I'm having negative thoughts and I'm starting to go into a bad place, it's choose the higher thought, choose the higher thought, choose the higher thought. Think of something that's happier, more positive. It is okay to think about the happy things. I feel like we don't give ourselves permission to think about the good things, but no, we're supposed to. Like, optimism is seen as not being realistic, but it really is. So it is okay to think about the good thing. So choose the higher thought.
I love it.
Yes.
Great.
I think mine would be, since I've been kind of mentioning this throughout the entire episode, is the love I desire from others is already mine to give myself. So I don't need it from other people. So whenever you're feeling like, you know, you need so-and-so to tell you that they love you, just realize that you have the ability to love yourself enough to not need that.
Awesome. I love it. Mine's